8888.
8 for a fast response. 8 for results. 8 for Arkansas.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chickabee Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, it is 7:06 on this. Roger, just tell him where that needs to go here. He's facing it the wrong way. We've got a speaker in here. We've got so many folks here. Just make sure that works, because if not, we can change it around. It is 7:06 on this Thursday, June 11th. Todd Pierce back in the studio. Todd, need you to do a couple things. Need you to get Joe Klein on the line so we can talk with him. Brought to you by Corky's, and we can thank him for giving the $100 gift certificate. And also about the game tonight, we'll visit with Melinda Mayo as well. Roger, also want to thank Tyler Landrum out there at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. I traded out cars yesterday. And guess what I forgot? Zippy was off yesterday. Guess what I forgot?
Hold on.
Is it what I think it is?
Probably.
Hold on. Roger's moving around. Not sure what he's doing. Oh, not sure why. No. That's not it. No. I've got that. I'm glad you reminded me to get that out, though. Roger's talking about the bell. No, much worse to leave in your car for the next person to buy.
Your weapon.
My 357.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
All right. So, there it is.
So, Tyler, my apologies. Thanks so much for getting that and switching me out. Zippy, I was getting close to the mileage. I needed to turn the car in. But we really appreciate being able to drive the Fletcher fleet.
Oh, jeez.
By there and when you want to buy a vehicle, tell them that you've heard about them on the buzz. And great people.
Absolutely. Oh, fantastic people. That's why I love Andy. I love David Self.
Saw David yesterday.
Andy Kerber. Oh, yeah. Listen, those guys are great. They take care of me. I didn't know until I got here, because the two deer that ran into me, I'm out there looking. It doesn't look like anything happened, but they hit me.
Two of them or one of them?
Two of them? There were two of them. They were side by side. Side by side. I don't know if I hit the dude or the chick. But one of them hit me and bounced off, and it all worked out. Let me ask you this. Are you a Steelers fan? A Pittsburgh Steelers fan? Okay. All right.
Yeah. So let me tell you what we need to do. We need to why don't we do this? Why don't we you go ahead and have a seat, because I want you to talk to Joe. Let's move that speaker where it's not in his ear right there. Let's just move it around to the other side. And I got to give a shout-out to Randy Rhodes over there. Randy, listens to the show every day. He used to help out with the Burlsworth folks for the Burlsworth camp back in the day. But, Roger, he's his wife, Jill, allows him to listen to the buzz every day.
Oh, well, thank you.
Jill, God bless you. Jill Rhodes out there.
Thank you.
They're letting Randy listen. And so go put on a headset there.
Put on a headset.
And Todd, just let us know when you somebody says Baz forgot his gun again. Yes, I did. I've done pretty good the last few times. I've not forgotten it.
Hey, thanks to David Burleson and his staff at Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. Yes. And the Valette Parking is where I went yesterday. So, and I got all dressed up. I put on my church jeans. I shined up my boots and a sport coat when I go into the big room. But thanks to Riley Tuttle, who was one of the attendants there at the Valley Parking and all that. He took care of me, got my vehicle in and out quickly. Met a fellow by the name of Sarita Marlin. Sarita Marlin played trivia last night. And George Lee. George Lee coming in from Pine Bluff. We appreciate George for coming in as well. And Jim Volpe. You mentioned Jim Volpe.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks to Jim Volpe, his wife as well. Thank you for coming and making a trivia so much fun for me and being a part of it. I really do appreciate it. Good people.
From the 501, very cool to hear that you guys are in Houston. And Kimberly's already said, you got to say Houston. Listen, it's been a problem of mine for many years.
Yeah, has an H on it.
I know it does. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Someone says, "Hell yeah, Perry County, a way to represent." There we go. So, Todd, if, matter of fact, well, there's more. They say I live in Perryville, and I drive. Let's see, hold on, where'd it go? Get a little bit slow, slow to get through here. We'll get the rest of it after we talk with Joe. Todd, go ahead and bring in Joe if we got him.
They call him Big Joe from Slater Mole. He is a 7-foot man, muscle and meat. One of the leading scorers in Razorback history Big Joe led the Hogs to an amazing 75% winning percentage, including a historic win against number one Michael Jordan and North Carolina. He captured Olympic gold, then added an NBA world title with MJ and the Chicago Bulls. Big Joe actually played with as many NBA teams as Tom Brady won Super Bowls. But who's counting? He loves Westerns and worships Barry Manilow. Now representing Corky's Ribs and Barbecue, Joe Culline.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How you guys doing, man?
Joe, let me tell you, Joe's got to bring the juice in.
Yeah, Joe, come on. It's 7 o'clock.
We got 50 people here at this unbelievable man cave. It's going to be tough to hear you if you don't bring the juice. First of all, they would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Is Joe Culline. This is Kimberly and Sandy Hutchmuth. This is Joe Culline, All-American, gold medalist. He owns Corky's, and he's giving you all a $100 gift certificate.
Yes, thank you so much, Joe.
I've got a picture of her.
Well, Kimberly, let me be perfectly clear. I'm glad you're coming to Corky's, but I had no idea that they were giving away my $100 gift cards.
That's exactly right.
I think they pull through drive through and just say, "Hey, we need $1,000 gift cards," and then they pull away. So I'm glad it's going to you, but hell, I had no idea that. But you know what? You're welcome.
That's so good.
Thank you, Lieutenant. What's his name?
Weinberg.
Yeah.
And Joe yesterday. Ann Carter, who works, been at Catholic for 20 years, spoke very highly of you, and she did a great job. Mark Carter, it was great yesterday.
Very surprised.
A different ballpark today, Joe. We love the Razorback theme, really intimate room that Mark Carter had yesterday. But this thing is off the chart. Two pool tables, giant bar that basically Sandy built out of a 1963?
Impala.
All by hand, Joe. Pool tables, two pool tables, pinball machines, front end and back ends of cars that are now made into benches. Yeah. It's so far over the top, but this is. And you said you were very honored too, right, Sandy? Too, because when you put this much time and effort into it. So I have a funny feeling, Raj, next year, and Joe, next year this thing's really going to ramp up in terms of people wanting to get in their favorite man caves.
The pool will be open.
Pool will be open.
That
by then.
Pool is worthy, Joe. This pool back there is worthy of being a tank in a Hollywood studio to film any swimming ocean movie.
Well, and
I saw pictures of it.
So right now, Roger, why don't we talk with Joe? Okay. Somebody just said thank you for the pan, Roger. That was cool to look around.
Why
don't you do that one more time here during the visit with Joe, just to give everybody a feel. Joe, last night I turned the game off at halftime. I said, they're down 27. I'm going to go watch something else. And I thought maybe I'm just going to check back in about 10:30 and see what's happening. And they were still down by 15 with 7 minutes to go. I said, probably the game is over. And they keep chipping away. Spurs keep making mistakes, missing shots. And lo and behold, the greatest comeback in NBA history. And the debate last, was it a comeback or a collapse? Or was it a combination of of both of those?
Yeah, it's always a combination. I mean, these games and these series, they take on a life of their own. They go game to game. They go quarter to quarter, half to half. I mean, when you have two good teams. But, yeah, the first half, San Antonio could do no wrong and New York could do no right. And they shot, I think, 11 out of 16 from the three-point line, which is unheard of in the first half. And, they got comfortable. They got very comfortable. And then they ended up, New York stepped up their D a little bit. I thought the coach did a great job of putting the other little guard in there, Alvarado, which helped alleviate some pressure off of Brunson, was able to get him off the ball a little bit, gave him another playmaker. And they got the tempo going a little bit better. And didn't have to play against a set defense quite as much in the second half with Wimby sitting in there. And then they started making some shots. And then as the lead starts shrinking, you have a young team over there that has and a young coach who's never experienced this. And, Charles at the end of the game made a great comment. One point in the third quarter, they shot eight straight threes.
Yep.
And then, you have you have the play with 14 seconds left. Fox steals the ball. And if he dribbles it out, you know, they're going to have to foul him. He's going to at least make one to put him up two, maybe make three. But instead, he tries to score when he's up one. They block the shot. They come down. And now you got a ball game, you know, a last-second shot opportunity for the Knicks instead of really having a chance to – you wouldn't necessarily steal it, but it would have really made your – advantage much better. And for a veteran to not dribble that ball out, you know, that was not a very smart play. But, you know, those culmination of those things and missed shots and the youth and inexperience and then playing in that crazy atmosphere, the Knicks got some juice going and it just steamrolled and they were able to catch them at the end with an incredible tip in by OG.
Yeah, that it's like that we were talking about, like the hand of God coming out of the sky for that tip in. You saw three or four. I guess it was three other Spurs with six hands up there. And I thought the game was over with, and then the crowd goes crazy. I know you saw Coach Cal. Coach Cal was sitting next to Adam Sandler. That just shows you the star power that Coach Cal has. And then he was saw Cat's dad and saw Cat afterwards and was giving him a hug. And just shows you the star power of Coach Cal sitting with all the movie stars and musicians at the courtside.
No, he's a man. I mean, you know, let's make no mistake about it. I mean, you'll see him probably in San Antonio on Saturday. Yeah, you'll probably see him down there because, you know, he's got so many guys to play. But, you know, he is... You know, he's smart like a fox, man. You don't think every kid in America that is in high school that is a top 50 player in the country and top 50 player in the world, they didn't sit there and go, hey, this coach Cal Perry, the Arkansas Razorback, sitting courtside. Wow. You know,
that's exactly right.
My man knows what he's doing.
He does. He does.
How about that? That's outstanding.
The other thing that Roger wouldn't know, and I'm depending on you, Joe, that they said one of the keys to the comeback for the Knicks was at halftime, they're down 27. Wu-Tang Clan sang at halftime. Yeah. I don't know what their big hit is or what they sing, but I've heard of the Wu-Tang Clan. Roger, do you know what their big hit is?
I don't.
Joe, do you know what their big hit is? I saw Shaq and Barkley sing along to it.
I don't want to try.
I'm oblivious.
I don't know. Yeah. I tell you this. I don't know what they say, but they got a great buffet. Joe, you've been on both sides of a comeback like that. The energy coming on on that. Huh? What do you say? Big guy.
I'm sorry.
Big guy. Hey, listen, you've been on both sides. Can you feel it on both sides? Not necessarily in that big of a game. I mean, a game's a game. I mean, you never want to lose one or whatever. Can you feel it slipping away on one side? And can you feel it? Can you grab the guy when you're getting a break? Can you grab your buddy's leg and go, dude, Gummit Moon, it's about to happen. Calm down. Can you feel it?
Oh, yeah, no, it's real. It's real. I mean, I remember my last season, I was sitting on the bench in Portland, when we blew the lead to the Lakers. We were up double digits in the third quarter, and Brian Straw hit a long shot at the end of the third quarter, and he's not a three-point player, three-point shooter. He hit like a turnaround three as the shot clock was going down. And, you know, to cut it to 11 or 10. And I remember just sitting there and looking over at a strength guy, and I go, I don't, you know, everybody was going nuts. And I was just like, man, this has got a bad feel to it. We got to get some points in a hurry. And then it just, you know, we had the game in control all the way to right at the end of the third quarter. I think we were up 15 or 17 points. And then, you know, Kobe and Shaq had a little something, got something going, and crowd got into it, and you know, we started missing some shots, and it was, you know, here we go. And I mean, you can definitely feel it both ways. I mean, it's real.
Right on.
Well, the other thing I'm so tired of hearing is you're in the moment, so everybody's saying this is the greatest moment in Knicks history. Hello, you know, Clyde Frazier and Willis Reed, I think, won two world championships. I know it was back in the 70s, and then you had the Willis Reed coming out of the locker room, I think, limping. You know,
but the only people that remember that were the celebrities on the thing, because they were all old dudes as well.
This
so.
Is a great story, but you know, yeah. Wait a minute before we start saying the greatest Knicks team of all time. I'm really happy.
Well, you know what? We got to see what happens in the next year.
So we just don't think this thing is over.
Okay. All right,
there it is from Joe. Don't think it's over. I mean, I'm just telling you, these series are wacko, man. They are, you know, San Antonio wins at home, which they're very capable of doing, and now all of a sudden all the heat is back on the Knicks. You got to close it out at home. If you don't close it out at home, you got to go back to San Antonio. It's, I mean, these series, okay. You know, are just,
sure.
they're crazy. I mean, the ebb and flow, as we saw in the game last night, you know, the ebb and flow of the game last night, but how it changed, that goes along with the series. And, you know, San Antonio comes out and has a good first half and gets jacked up at home and ends up, you know, handing it to the Knicks. Now all of a sudden the Knicks are sitting there going, man, well, if we don't, you know, if we don't close this thing out at home, we got to go back down there. And the San Antonio's sitting there going, man, we should have already been, this thing should already been done. We threw the ball away in game three. When we had the ball, you know, and then we blew a 29-point lead in game four. In game two, they threw the ball away. In game four, they, you know, had a 29-point lead. So they're sitting there going, hell, we can win up in New York. I mean, we're not intimidated. So, I mean, these things take on a mind of their own. So, I mean, you know, the Knicks better bring it and try to close them out, because these things, again, momentum is real.
All right, Joe, before we let you go, make sure and tell us what's happening at Corky's. And a lot of people wanted to have a Corky's in Houston, Arkansas, or maybe in Conway, but no, they're in North Little Rock and Little Rock. What do we need to know, Joe?
Well, apparently we're giving out $100 gift cards, so you know, just come by there and tell them David and Roger sent you and get your gift card. But anyway, no, again, I'm glad we're doing that. I'm very happy we're doing that. But, yeah, we got great lunch specials for $10 every day, 3 to 4 different specials every day for $10. I think today is a Big Joe Burger for $10 with a drink and some chips. And then we have, 4 to 7, we have $11 specials, chicken fried chicken, grilled pork chops, pig skins. That also goes along with $2 draft beers and $4 margaritas. And then, you know, we're catering and our bulk orders, and they're out of this world with pricing as well. And it's not just barbecue. We do all kinds of stuff. Today we're doing a big catfish fry for Arkansas Department of Transportation. We got a delivery going down to Pine Bluff, and so I mean we'll get it to you however you want it and wherever you want it. But again, our prices are just, the value you get can't be beat. And since it's our 30th year in business, we're doing 2 racks of ribs all month of June for $30. And there ain't no way, you know, you might get 1 rack of rib at a couple places for $30. You can get 2 at ours because we're celebrating our 30th anniversary. So come by and see us, and we appreciate everybody.
And Joe, nice. If I'm not mistaken, today is National Corn on the Cob Day. Don't y'all have corn on the cob at Corky's, or is that, am I mistaken there?
Absolutely.
How about that?
We have corn on the cob.
Of course he does. Yep. Of course he is. Cob, baby.
Yep. Listen, there's
corn on the cob grilled day.
It's so good. Yeah,
corn on the cob day.
It is. Mention corn on the cob when you go in there and get free ice with your drink.
All right, Joe, I wish you could be here. Man. I know that we had, Sandy, we'd hoped that Joe would get here, but let me tell you, Joe's appearance fee is so high.
Yeah,
we just can't afford him sometimes.
Well, I told him this morning.
He said in lieu of that, he'd give the $100 gift certificate for you guys.
I stopped by there yesterday and saw him at the station when I dropped off the equipment on it. I told him to come out, and Chuck is there. Thank you, Chuck, for setting up and coming up and doing that.
Yes.
And Chuck goes, I told Arkansas, this and that and this and that. He goes, well, where is that? And then Chuck said, it's about an hour from here. I said, no, no, no. At that time of day, Joe, coming up here, it's like 20 minutes. Yeah. It's like 20 minutes.
Everything's 20 minutes.
It worked.
Yeah, everything's 20 minutes.
Googled, so.
That's right. That's right.
All right, Joe. Thanks, buddy. Yeah. You're the best.
All right, guys. Have a good time. Thank you all.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, what a great guy.
He's a super guy. No, but in truth, you know, listen, because I measure everything from my
your house,
the distance from where I'm going and everything. Right. I do it from my toilet. That's where I go. No matter where I'm going, that's a lot of respect because there's a great chance that may be the very last place I'm at before I leave the house to come this way. So I need to know the distance from there. It was 1 hour and 1 minute from my toilet in my house.
That's not too bad.
That's not bad at all. But in that time of day, you know, if it's not just if it's because of the small road, but getting to Conway and all that, I mean, traffic is obviously a little bit light. You got to be careful.
So if you just joined the show, we're here in Houston, Arkansas, which is about 30 minutes west of Conway for our Man Cave contest. Sandy Hutchpeth is the winner. He's got his wife, Kimberly, here. It's about 3,000 square feet. It is a massive man cave. It's the ultimate. Man, I don't know if we'll ever be able to top this. You know, Justin Moore was pretty over the top, but it was a different kind of. This has got so much visual stimulation and pinball machines.
No.
I mean, you could bring 25 kids in there; they'd be busy for the next 2 hours. Two pool tables, shuffle ball. Foosball.
Listen, I mean, Baz, honestly, though, not to take anything away from Justin, not taking anything away from here or anywhere else, Qualls has got a great room that he's working on as well.
This is nice, but it's
but I mean, to what it is what I'm saying. This is fantastic.
This is all most of this is hand. The really cool stuff is handmade, too.
Yeah. That's part of it. Yeah. Justin's is fantastic. You open up the big bay doors and you walk right out to the swimming pool. It's a no-brainer. And you have the nice little seat in there. This is awesome. What we saw at Carter's, that's a great man cave, if you will.
What about the cool gas pumps? So those are authentic gas pumps that are probably from what year?
Probably in the 50s.
Yeah, so cool. I mean, they're great condition. This is like American Pickers, Raj, is what it is.
David, it's American Pickers. And again, we've got to go back to Step Brothers. When you go what is that cop made out of?
Is that a ceramic? The law officer. The police officer.
The cop.
It's hard plastic.
It's hard plastic. So why do you have a 6-foot hard plastic decorated cop in your man cave? Because you're not going to have one if you come across one. You're going to have it.
Yes.
It goes in here.
He's got a full-size Batman standing over everything. By the way, Tori from Down Home Catering has arrived.
If it's gotten quiet in the background, it's because Tori is here and she's feeding them. Thank you, Tori.
Let's take a break, Todd. Sorry we can't give you any food right now. We bring it to you. I think the church lady called back. We had a church lady online that wanted to say hello. You never know who the church lady might be, Kimberly. You never know.
Because of your Satan, I think.
Look.
Here comes the trail. Todd, there won't be any food to bring home.
And at some point, too, we want to see you. We want to see the best pool player do a little pool action in here. I want to see maybe some. Got a trick shot? You guys got any trick shots?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see that. Do you have a favorite pool movie? What is it, Roger? The one with
The Color of Money.
But before that, it was
a Minnesota Fats.
Yeah. Was that the Hustler?
Hustler.
Is that the Hustler?
Those are the two.
Got the picture on the wall. Over
there. Great to have everybody here. We got friends, family, buddies. They all want to come out and celebrate your win. That's what it is. Todd, take us to break if you could. It's 7:29 here in Morning Mayhem. Sort of hard to hear the music. I think I hear it. Yeah, there we go. Don't go away. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. I'll check your messages on Facebook and our Middleton Heat and Air text line. So do not go away. Thank you. When you hot, you hot.
The Buzz's Ticker on our social media platform, presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters, luxurypoolarkansas.com.
This
Texas Sports Center.
Connor Scott sacrificed fly in the top of the 10th inning, scored Omar Hernandez on Wednesday to give the Northwest Arkansas Naturals a 5-4 victory over the Arkansas Travelers at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock. Scott also had an RBI groundout in the third inning. Alberto Rodriguez added an RBI single and another RBI groundout for the Naturals. Charlie Pagliarini hit his 9th home run of the season for the Travs, a solo shot in the 5th inning. Former Razorback Caleb Kelly added a 2-run shot in the 8th, his 14th of the season, which tied the game at 4-4. The Travs and Naturals continue their series at 6:35 tonight. That means Stephen Davis has the Visit Hot Springs pregame show at 6:20 on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
Another hot and steamy day for Thursday with mostly sunny skies and highs in the 90s. Feeling like the triple digits, scattered showers and storms likely Thursday night into Friday morning. Pushing into Friday midday and the afternoon in southern Arkansas. Some of those could be on the stronger side. Highs on Friday reach the mid-80s. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Arkansas Storm Team Meteorologist Jenna Warner.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Thursday on The Zone, recapping NBA Finals Game 4. Got the World Cup starting tonight. We'll preview some of those matchups. We'll have the Red White Report, of course, Entertainment Report. Susan Irwin-Prowse coming by with keys to the weekend. Thanks to Willie B, Zach Gillen from Oaklawn. Birthday Trivia brought to you by Brewskies and What's on Tap. Lots going on The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their youth selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Knicks were down as many as 29. And an OB gets it into Brunson. Brunson pulls a quick three off the front rim. No. Tip in good for the lead with 1.2 seconds to go. OG Anunoby flying out of nowhere. And this place is rocking at the Garden.
The decision by Jalen Brunson to go that quickly is enormous, Kesty, because it opened up exactly that. You have to give yourself two chances to win, a shot at the bucket, and then give your teammate a chance. And oh, gee, oh, my.
Yeah, that is, that is, it is off the, that finish last night was off the chart. When the, that's our man, Justin Moore.
Yeah, turn those up for me, Todd. I'm sorry I'm telling you it on the air, but yeah, if you'll do that. Yeah, I'm just trying to drop. We hadn't heard from Justin in a while.
Yeah, right now. I like it.
So
there, man. JM, we are on the road here in Houston, Arkansas, at the home of the Hutzpah, the man cave, rather, the Hutzpah. Somebody said here a second ago, Raj, and this is true, you need to go to the webcam, either YouTube, Facebook, or whatever, and look at Rogers, and he every 10 minutes he'll get up and do a little pan to show how crazy good this place is. And Chuck Gatlin, I sent him pictures. He's going to post those. Somebody says on our Middleton Heat and Air text line, dang, that looks like it could be in the running for National Man Cave, yeah, not just Arkansas. It looks fantastic. It really does. This could be, I don't know if I've ever seen a place like this before. So creative, done by hand. And
it goes back, dude. It goes way
it's
back.
It's big. Yeah. Tori is here from Down Home Catering. Tori, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it is
impressive.
Pull
that mic a little bit closer.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for coming, bringing food again.
Of course.
A little bit bigger crowd. We, you know, smaller crowd, intimate yesterday. This is like on steroids.
It is.
And then you can invite 25 or 50 people out here.
I know, because you're driving out here and you're like, oh, my goodness.
It's in the boonies.
It is way
it's
out
in the boonies.
But it's so neat.
It's beautiful out here.
Oh, my God. I even took pictures in the bathroom. I'm serious. Yeah. Like, the details
well,
in there.
Let me tell you what he does. He's got the, if you can see it, Todd, I think I took a picture of it. The for the sink, he's got a gasoline pump, the actual pump of the gasoline, and it's coming. The water's coming out of there, and then he's got to the right. I think it's a urinal.
It's
a keg.
Yes.
It's a keg that he's cut out an opening into. Let me tell you,
it's
all the stuff that Roger and I could only dream about doing with our hands. Yeah. And he's, of course, we're talking about the winner, Sandy Hutzpah, and just a good dude. And but thank you for bringing food again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm glad to do it.
Yeah, I love the fact you see families. Got 21 grandkids, and you know a lot of them are out here today, and his kids and Kimberly's kids too. So it's fun.
Buddies, I mean, this is what it's like.
Yeah,
this ball game, just like anything else.
Yeah,
you know?
Got to get a picture. There.
Absolutely. I mean, they're just up here and enjoying it. It was going on big time. A lot of activity happening, but you shut them up with that great rubber. And that sausage that you cook. Let me tell you, I've had two types of sausage in my life that I thought was best. And the best sausage I thought I've ever had. I love Jimmy Dean sausage. I just do. But that's pettigene that you have right there.
Yes, it's good.
It's as good as gold.
Are you?
That is great, and you cook it well as well. Thank you, pettigene.
Of course, for those who want to have a catering, they can call you at?
Yes, 501-804-4330.
That's 804, Down Home Catering. You can also Google it and find Tori from Down Home Catering.
Yes.
Are you paying attention to the World Cup?
You know, not really.
Most Americans, we're football, you know, baseball, basketball, those are our big three, but the world's going to be paying attention. Roger, it is so fitting that two of the greatest minds that know, greatest fans of soccer, David Basil and Randy Rainwater, will be together this Friday at Hill Station with commentary on, and I think it's United States and Paraguay. That's the day. That's at 8 p.m., but we do have, I think, before that, Roger, I think you've got Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Yeah. I'm telling I promise you're not going to be able to get all the info in. It's how long is Randy's show?
4-7.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
It's
the
business we've chosen.
That's right. So if you want to come out there and hang out, it's outdoor. It's really cool. I don't know if you know where Hill Station is, Tori. It's right there in Hillcrest. It's open air.
Oh, I know where
it
is.
Yeah, it's really right there on Kavanaugh. It's really, really cool. But Randy will be there 4 to 7. We'll have Randy on tomorrow, Roger.
We sure will. I think he's on the phone right now. What up, Randy?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
It's probably the pettigene sausage. What are you doing?
But more importantly, we'll try to find some soccer experts that are watching at Hill Station. They have all the games being played there starting tomorrow. And obviously, I looked, there's three games the United States play. They play Friday at 8, tomorrow night. Then they play Friday, June 19th, and Thursday, June 25th. Now, Todd, do you know about this friendly stuff? You heard about that? Todd Pierce back in the studio.
He's not back in the studio.
Oh, he's not. We need to find out what is exactly a friendly.
What does it mean?
He's like exhibition.
I'll let one of our listeners tell you.
They're texting us 661.
I'm sure they will.
Somebody says Bosnia Herzegovina.
Bosnia Herzegovina.
I like that. Somebody says OMG, Tori is bringing it on fire.
Yeah.
Maybe they saw you walk by the camera.
Oh.
Yeah, just saying. Here's one that says, I think I might have mentioned this, Jeff Kaufman texting here, Sandy's favorite stepson and Kim's favorite son. Thanks for letting them host today. Super fun. Somebody says Wu-Pig Clan. Not
like
the Wu-Tang.
Not the Wu-Tang, but Wu-Pig. That's actually awesome.
Great idea. Great talk.
That's exactly right. Well, listen, thanks again.
No,
we appreciate
thank you,
Tori.
I love it. I love getting to come out here and see this.
Yeah, so you do these kind of things. You know, you can do something as small as, you know, 20 people and as big as, you know, 500, 1,000. That's right.
Yeah. Her hubby will take all the cars that are in this building and he'll put them in an auction is what he'll do. He'll fix them up and put them in auction.
We have so much of this stuff just sitting in the shop. Well, you see it, Roger,
absolutely.
All those gas pumps.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, at the restaurant, I had that whole wall of the personalized license plate. Yep. I still have all those. They're in a box.
Good.
Chris says he's going to be behind our house. He's going to build a shop and kind of do like this.
Right on.
It's going to have nothing but cars in it. You know it.
I know
this guy. This guy's all about he's got two barber chairs. I just noticed Roger's got one over there and one over there. Those are old school, probably 1940, 1950 barber chairs. A couple things before we go to break. So Roger, did you see the Razorbacks had three guys that were named All-American in baseball? McIlvain was a second team pitcher. I would imagine Hunter Dietz, third team pitcher. And then Kevin Koschel, our buddy, was a third team. I'm sorry, McIlvain was second team. Hunter Dietz was third team. Shortstop Kevin Koschel was third team All-American by the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association.
How about that? You know what I mean? He had a great year.
320 batting average, 20 home runs, 18 doubles, 71 RBIs.
Right.
Moved his position from second to short. He didn't want to do that, but did it. So that's the 39th, 40th, and 41st All-Americans in program history. Half of those since 2019, which is really sort of crazy. Also, did you see where the Razorbacks, did you see the game time for Arkansas LSU? Ridiculous.
No.
It's one of those early kicks. It's either going to be 11 o'clock, I think, or 12 o'clock. So
for LSU?
I know. It's the day after Thanksgiving. I think it's either going to be Friday or Saturday. I don't know which one it's going to be. But, it just kills your crowd. You know, that's a trophy game. And, of course, by that time, I think we won't have the best record at the time.
I think we'll be at Oakland that day.
I think you may be right.
I think we've been talking about that.
I just thought about
Black Friday, yeah.
It may be you there, me in Fayetteville. Now I think about that.
Maybe.
Anyway, so that was announced yesterday. Of course, the first few games. You know, listen, the crazy game, we are playing Utah. If I'm not mistaken, Todd, you can let me know if this is right. Kickoff time for Arkansas time for Utah-Arkansas is 9:15 p.m. Is that right?
That is correct.
9:15, Roger. That's what time it starts. 9:15.
That's so late.
I mean, then the game doesn't get over with till midnight. Then they got Razorbacks got to fly back, and then I think they have an early start the next week.
No doubt.
Against Georgia.
Well, you know, and the other part of that is, Baz, now that you're doing that, is I'm thinking, unless something changes, and I don't know what would cause it. I would be at the Boudreaux for the watch party that day, you know?
Yeah.
So, we got to figure out what we're going to do, if it's going to be that day.
Tonight you'll be at Mainline Sports Park.
Yeah. 6:30 tonight. Come on out. It's the first time we've been gone 2 weeks. We went to Mexico 2 weeks ago. They had a private party and didn't want me last week, but that's okay because the Arkansas Bar Association and the wonderful people that were there invited me to come be a part of that. And so we did that. But tonight, it's regular trivia.
Yeah, regrettably, you won't be able to be at your award ceremony tonight. You're one of those ones.
You know what?
See, the show goes on.
I will give Heather a call on the way home. But absolutely, yeah. I will not be.
I will accept it on your behalf.
Well, I appreciate you.
I'll give a speech if you want, or we'll go Facebook Live.
I think you need to go via satellite.
It'll be me and you, the only one listening. But
yes. Everybody. That's right. What's Basil doing over there? I'd like to thank everybody. And then you'll tell me Roger's just me. There you go.
Tori, thanks again. You're
thank
the best.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you're looking as the listeners
thank
are you. Saying, you look sizzly.
Yeah.
You look sizzly.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Ty, we'll take a break. We'll come back and figure it out what friendlies are. We'll let you explain those to us. Because I just saw where I heard Justin Akre talking about on the Zone about friendlies. He and Moose. Like, Moose, listen, Moose knows this stuff. Moose is almost Christian-esque in his breakdown of his soccer. Chris is not the way, but his intelligence quota. He used to be with Alice, right?
To my knowledge,
I imagine he was miserable because he sounds like a real good sports guy that he'd been wanting to talk sports all these years. Now he's free.
Because that's a chick show?
You got more than that, but I don't know.
That's music. You don't have time. I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, we're glad he's here, and we're glad that he got all that other stuff put behind him.
I think I hear music. It's so loud in here, it's hard to hear it, but we're going to presume that we hear it, and we'll take a break and come back. We're live from Houston, Arkansas. at the winner of our Man Cave contest, the non-Razorback theme division, Sandy Hutsmith, and congratulating him. We're going to get let him do some pool trick shots. And do you and Roger, did you ever have a pool trick shot? I remember
trying
to have a couple.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I put my way through school playing pool.
All right, don't go away. It's 7:45. I heard you say.
Every time you drive through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oakland Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's nothing better than the great outdoors, especially when you have a great lawn and being outside enjoying it. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. And just like the best defense against weeds is the team at Sanders Ground Essentials, the best defense against mosquitoes this summer is too. A monthly mosquito barrier from Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those mosquitoes away, which keeps my backyard parties going. On the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
Hi, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge store here in Sherwood. Folks, if you're shopping for a new car or truck, I hope you'll come see us and give us a chance to earn your business. We have huge discounts, 0% financing available, and we'll give you $1,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Folks, I guarantee you a hassle-free buying experience. And if you've had credit problems in the past, listen to this. We have an easy pre-approval process. Just go to FletcherCredit.com to get started. You can be pre-approved in minutes. It's really not hard. FletcherCredit.com. Folks, we're also still buying cars every day. If you got an old car or truck you want to turn into cash, bring it to Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood and ask for Chris or Andy. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Shop in person or shop online at FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
If you want to witness the world's biggest soccer tournament in person, look no further than Twin Peaks. Enter Twin Peaks Go for Gold giveaway presented by Michelob Ultra and Casamigos. And you could be one of the five grand prize winners who get the VIP treatment plus travel and lodging. For your chance to win unmatched views of the match, visit TwinPeaksSoccer.com to enter and choose your host city. Entries close on June 14th, so don't wait. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties, backed by research, innovation, education, and a commitment to improving lives. That's care you can trust. From UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. For appointments, call 501-686-8000.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from HogSports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, it's 7:49 on this Thursday. Unbelievable game last night. One of the Rick Schaefer would say not unbelievable. It's almost hard to believe what happened last night. Down 27 points, the Knicks come back and win it. They were actually down 27 and a half, 29 altogether. Greatest comeback in NBA history, finals history. You got game five, which will be Saturday night. You got the Stanley Cup tonight. World Cup going on starting today. Todd, a lot of activities going on. Todd, can you tell us real quick what a friendly is? Do you know that?
A friendly is just an exhibition game.
Yeah, well, I wonder why they call it friendly. I don't know. It just sounds a little weird.
Something different, maybe. I have no idea.
Yeah, I guess so. Roger, we have here with us Mickey Eubanks and Danny Thorpe. Danny, you look like Willie Nelson, a little bit heavier than Willie, but that's okay. Just being honest, you know that.
Yeah.
But they say you are a seven as a pool player. What does that mean? That mean that that's how good you are?
Highest level you can get.
It's the highest level. So you're a national level pool player.
Yes.
Wow. So you met Sandy back in the 70s. Y'all been buddies ever since?
Yes, sir.
You have any idea how many games of pool you guys have played together? Thousands?
Thousands.
You guys go other places to
we
play?
Used to run around with me.
Yeah, well, you mostly play in Central Arkansas. Do y'all go on the road?
Yeah, I've been up north there quite a bit.
Yeah, now you're joined by Mickey Eubanks. And Mickey, you were talking about you guys played pool down in Tunica?
Tunica.
And that was that a tournament?
It was a national.
Nationals. National final. How'd you do?
I came in 16th.
Okay, 16th out of how many?
295.
Whoa. Is this eight ball? Is that what that is?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. So this is quite a setup he's got here. Two pool tables.
Yeah.
Do y'all come over here like once a month or whatever and play with Sandy?
Something like that.
Is there another place in town that you guys sort of that's commercial in you know, the way it's set up as opposed to a private place like this?
We play at the Rab at Conway on Thursdays in the league.
Okay, it's a league.
And we have a buddy, Charlie Yarber. He has two pool tables at his man cave that we play on a couple of nights a week.
I want you to be honest with me. What's the most money you've ever won in a pool game, in a pool match? Which you go first, Danny.
$800 and something.
Wow. Listen, okay. What about you, Mickey?
About $750.
Now, was it one of those ones that, you know, you schooled and they had no idea how good you were? Or they knew how good? It was just one of those great, great matches.
I was a newcomer when I won.
You were?
Slipped in. Danny was one of the players and his brother.
Well, you guys got your own sticks then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you do the sticks? Do you have the case? Do you do the little twist? Is there a difference between having the two piece that you're putting together as opposed to a solid one? Do you prefer one over the other one?
Yes, sir.
What's the difference? I mean, is it the cushion? Is it the hit? Is it the follow through? What?
The weight, the straightness.
Personalized.
Well, personalized is you can do that with any of them, though, right?
Yeah, I can go in and play off the wall.
Okay, play off the wall.
I like that. Okay, now, do you guys have what's the thing called where you put the stick on top of another stick with the four little holes there? Is that a cradle?
Is that what's that called?
Claw? What is it?
Bridge.
Yeah. It's always cool if you have a bridge.
We always did that.
Then do you do so? You can old school. You can put the cue on top of your knuckles. Some people play that way. Do you hold it on over your? Look at there.
Between
your thumb and your forefinger.
Yeah.
You go underneath. Yeah, between.
You go between. That's two different styles right there.
Greatest player you've ever played against, or your greatest pool player of all time that you think?
Is it that I played with?
Or maybe just all time you think? Who is it, Raj? It's
Minnesota Fats.
Minnesota Fats, or yeah, is it
or Willie Moscone? Willie Moscone.
Marconi.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, I ain't never played with him.
How about Fast Eddie Nelson? Ever heard of him?
Is this on the movie?
Oh,
that's Paul Newman.
Eddie?
That's right. Is that, do you have the favorite? You got two. Got two pool movies, right? You got...
That may be about it,
what is
right?
It? What are they?
The Hustler and then Color of Money.
Yeah.
And then Color of
you
Money.
Have those right there. Are those legit? Are those like real pool movies? Or is it... I mean, you said the real, it was real.
Jackie Gleason.
Yes. Yeah.
He can really play pool.
He sure did.
He's good, too.
Yes.
Now, you remember, Baz and I, we learned our pool at the boys' club. That's where
it was bumper pool.
Is it bumper pool? Do you play that competitively?
I played it. You've never played it.
Let me tell you, the good thing about these two guys is if I were y'all, I would go to just every weekend, I go to a different city and walk into a pool place and say, anybody want to play me for 25 bucks, 50 bucks?
Do you do that?
Do you do that?
Hey, well, yeah, I do like to go different places.
Okay.
But
they don't know you. And you might walk in with a sling.
But what? Well, yeah, they'll know you.
Okay.
Yeah, they know. You win a couple tournaments, big tournaments.
You're in the top. What would you, if you're a seven, top 5% of all pool players in America? Don't be shy, Danny. Don't be shy. Is it top 10%?
Probably.
See, wow. Yeah, because here's the deal. You can't hide yourself. You may change the color of your bandana, but people are going to recognize you no matter what when you come back in.
So when we come back sometime before we get out of here, will you guys do a trick shot for us? We've asked Sandy to do that. You got a favorite trick shot
that you can do?
You got to have a trick. Come on. Come on now, Danny. You got to have one.
Is there something in pool? Because I'm sitting here. If you just don't want to do it because you don't want to give something away, is there a trick shot or something that you wouldn't want to show? Like a fisherman doesn't tell about his favorite fishing hole. Is there something you don't want nobody to know about? Or is it all out there on the open? In the open.
Yeah.
Okay.
So somebody says, "Come on, man! You don't get to a number seven national ranking and only ever won $750 on a game. The IRS isn't listening."
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, boys.
Wait. When I see you guys, thanks for coming out. I know you're proud of your boy. This is a heck of a setup, buddy. Yeah. I know you put a lot of time and effort. Yeah, heck, awesome. Anything you want to say about him?
We play a lot of shuffleboard.
Yeah. What kind of guy, Sandy?
Pretty good guy. First time I met him, we were toad suck bucks shooting pool. I had my son, he was eight or nine years old, trying to teach him how. And Sandy was sitting over to the side. Every time my son would start to shoot, Sandy was talking. My son said, "Dad, I can't shoot with him talking." I said, "I'll handle it." He said, "No, Dad, no. Don't get in trouble." I said, "No trouble." I walked over and I said, "Fella, could you please be quiet while my son's shooting?" I said, "You talk all you want while I'm shooting. Don't bother me. But would you?" And he said, "No problem." Never said another word.
That's good stuff
That's what your first memory was.
Yeah, that's what it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, Danny.
Sandy found out I could play pool. We played a lot of pool, and he couldn't think of a game to beat me.
Is that right?
He got a stick on the wall that retired him.
Where's that stick?
Well, he gave you guys credit. Y'all are his buddies.
He retired it because he couldn't beat me.
y'all are his buddies, and I know y'all are happy he's getting some attention today for this fine place he built. It took a lot of time and effort, didn't it? And money. This is really a unique place, a unique man cave. It's not just in Arkansas, anywhere in the country to do what he's done with his hands. Right. So,
one last question. Are you guys seeing any pool players that about your son? Are you seeing guys 25, 30 younger, or are there just an older group? And ladies, are there a lot of lady players?
Okay. Y'all are younger ones.
Well, somebody says, what was the name? There was a woman that used to be the, what was the name of it? Can't remember.
I don't remember.
There was a name of a
female pools?
Yeah, somebody
what had. Do you call somebody that plays pool? A pool person?
A
shark?
Just a player. There's no turn. Okay, very good, very good.
Well, thank you guys. Appreciate
it.
Thanks for jumping on with us. Continued success. All right, do not go away. So we got Melinda Mayo coming up. We got to play a little Factor Crap. We are here in Houston. Glad you're with us.
ESPN and The Buzz gives you the complete sports and entertainment package.
I love that game.
103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when you're by